Barbara Kidney, Newburgh, New York. I'm calling in regard to an afternoon program you had on about Emily's List, supposedly supporting feminist women in politics. I am so taken aback by Emily's List. It's not an organization I will ever support again. First of all, very disappointing. They support Mrs. Clinton, you know, the supposed feminist for Wall Street. That's an oxymoron. Secondly, or maybe even firstly, they supported a lady named Lucy Flores running for a seat in Nevada. And then when Lucy Flores came out for Bernie Sanders, Emily's List dumped her. So obviously they're a pro-Wall Street, pro-oppressive, pro-patriarchy type of outfit, and I will have nothing to do with them.
This is Gordon Dunham calling from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and I'd like to speak about this virus that is being transferred to humans by way of the mosquitoes. Don't kill the mosquitoes. Treat the virus with vaccinations. I hate to see what'll happen if Monsanto gets a hold of this and tries to wipe out the mosquito population. It's going to upset the whole ecosystem, which is very important.
Debbie from Sheffield, whether Bernie should go to see the Pope. Of course he should go to see the Pope. I'm totally with Rosemary. Are you kidding me? I say, go see the Pope and everybody will see you, and he'll join in with somebody else who has a really positive approach, the Pope, about this world.
My name is Pete Healy. I'm in Beacon, New York. We've been treated for months with this really fascinating campaign and this really interesting look into how the two major parties are failing and the two insurgent campaigns are succeeding, and yet there's very little in the way of conversation from pundits and commenters and political scientists and media and even from Bernie with his political revolution rhetoric. There's very little discussion of ways to democratize and open up the presidential and the congressional election systems to allow more voices and more choices, which seems to me to be the main message that these last 6 months or so of political campaigning have brought us.
This is Kiko Govantes calling from Catskill. I think the only reason regarding this election that the Republicans vilify Hillary and sanctify Bernie is they think there's a much better chance of beating Bernie, whether it's Trump or whoever winds up with the candidacy. And they think Hillary would be a much tougher candidate.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth, and I am calling from Poughkeepsie, New York. As Eleanor Roosevelt stated when referring to the black skin-colored members of our society, she asks, when are we going to face it? LGBT and transgender persons are members of our society and have always been. The sooner we face the fact that this is not going to change any more than the color of one's skin or ethnic heritage, we can get on to solving a simple problem by creating transgender accommodation in public restrooms.